when you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. I'm coming to you on the phones. Before I do, I want to enlighten you all to an amazing experience, and that's AMPM Farms and Butchery. I have tried a lot of this food already. It is unbelievable. No offense to grocery stores. I have not been satisfied with steaks I've been getting from grocery stores. I just haven't been. That's the way. I don't mind. Ramona will tell you this. I am a person who does not mind paying for something as long as I like it. What I don't like, and I'm not going to tolerate, is I don't want to pay up for pricing and get things I don't like. Well, at AMPM Farms, I don't need to do either. You get fair pricing, and the steaks are otherworldly. I mean, they're just incredible. Platt and Ashley Moore own AMPM Farms and Butchery, a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn, true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They only own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. This is a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in the country does include those things. And you don't want to know how they feed these things versus how stuff is done at AMPM Farms. And you can get whatever you want. Like if you're somebody who wants a whole cow or a half cow, they will deliver it to your door. They have a full butchery, the best butchers on the planet. They cut it, they vacuum pack it, they seal it, and they'll deliver it to your door. I mean, that's insane. But You know, I haven't done that yet, but I might do that when I have. I need to get a bigger freezer, I guess. I don't know, but trust me, these steaks are to die for. Local grass-fed beef from 100% pasture-raised animal, GMO-free. Steak lover, best selection of house dry-aged beef in the upstate. Pesticide-free practices through rotational grazing. Weekly burger flights. Oh, man, they've got specials on the hamburger right now, too. Specials on the burger. You get it 20 pounds at a time. It's unbelievable. Trust me. And their burger flights, you know, they change it up constantly. So they have burger flight specials right now. I would get there and take advantage of that. Organic chicken, again, free-range chicken, the way it's supposed to be, not animals fed in feedlots. You don't want to know what goes on there. Trust me, homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. The market also has an incredible variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Popping and Popcorn. There are like 70 of them. And here's the thing. You know, some of you might go to a farm market somewhere, a farmer's market somewhere. Those things are generally open for like 2 hours on a particular day. This is a farmer's market. It's open every day. Every day. How about that? Trust me, you need to get there just in time for football season. Make AMPM Farms and Butchery and Market on your weekly stop to enhance your tailgate this season. Visit ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com to learn more or follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations in Fountain Inn on Allensbridge Road in Greenville, in Lawrence Road, or in Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. I'm just going to tell you this. I promise you this. Once you go to AMPM Farms to try their steaks, you're not going back to wherever you're getting your steaks now. I promise you. Trust me when I tell you this. Have I ever steered you wrong? Steered. AMPM Farms, Butchery and Market. You'll thank me later. To the phones. Who is up here, Ramona? It is LOL Jesse, Dre, Illini J, and Matthew. Is that right? Yeah, I think that's the order. LOL Jesse, welcome back, Jesse. There was a lot. Good, Jesse. There was a lot to LOL about your Gamecocks performance this weekend.
There's a lot to LOL about. Well, speaking of fat cows, I found the one person in South Carolina that was happy this weekend, and I bet you might not have seen this. May have. Will Muschamp, the fat cow, was down there with his son, and his fat face was taking pictures with his Vanderbilt son at the game. See that?
No, I did not see that. Oh, so
I totally forgot about. I mean, I'm happy for a dad, but whatever. But yeah. How many stadiums does that guy get paid to come to?
Yeah,
I mean, he's at South Carolina. He's getting paid. He's going to go watch his kid play ball. Good for him. And he's going to go to his little island house on Lake Murray. So that might be the one man in South Carolina who is happy this weekend.
It might be. That's a fair point.
So I listened to both press conferences today, and Dabo said he doesn't listen to press clippings. I don't know if that's true or not. But while he's doing his bibliography, Shane was making some statements too. And Shane reads everything. He's the opposite of Dabo. You can tell by the way he does press conferences. He reads everything, all the negative, and saves receipts and all that. And he says, I don't know what kind of conspiracy. This is a quote. A loose quote. He said conspiracy. I don't know what kind of conspiracy it is out there that we don't run Lenore, but we're running the same daggone plays we did last year. Well, Mike Shula needs to put the cucumber and lemon water down that you're drinking. He needs to put that crap down.
You know, Jesse, it's funny you mentioned that because we were actually just talking about that during the break. Because by the end of yesterday's show, I was feeling like a little green in the gill. And I think it was not just the combination of drinking that during the show. It was the looking at it while you drank it that made it that much worse. Because it looks like puke green. I mean, it's.
When you said that, you were talking about it yesterday, and I think I texted you, and I said, that's what our offense looks like. And I don't need your comments on Mike Shula, because I read your tweet. Was Don Shula not available? It cracked me up, laughing out loud all weekend. Laughing out loud. But now, Shane said something else. I want to run this by you. They doubled down today. Shane Beamer said today that Luke Doty is the backup. Walt, Air Nolan. comes from a Georgia kid, comes from Ohio State. Do you know anything about him at all?
Yeah, a big, strong, left-handed kid with a real live arm who can throw a football probably 80 yards and is a good athlete and was highly recruited and coveted. And South Carolina paid a lot of money to get him. So I don't understand how Luke Doty, who is nothing more than a converted slot receiver, I know he started out at quarterback, but he should have stayed as a slot receiver. I mean, I admire that kid's his toughness and perseverance, but
100%. If
he's your quarterback, if he's QB2 and now QB forced into action as QB1, I don't know what you're doing with Aaron Nolan and Cutter Woods. I mean, I have no idea. So they're not seeing anything. They didn't see anything off fall from those two guys. That's hard to understand.
I don't know. It's still up in the air day to day on the North. I got two things for you. I'll get off the air. One, the kid's name is Air. Second, he's not a bearded white guy. So I'd like to see Air get at least a snap. And I'll leave you with this. And I said this last year, and I'll stand by it today. If you lose to Vanderbilt, there needs to be a rule in the daggum college football playoff committee. If you lose to a team named Vanderbilt, whether you are Alabama or anybody else, that should immediately eliminate
disqualifying
you from all college football talk. Have a great day, Walt. I can't even say that mean to Ramon. Just have a great day.
Thank you, Walt, Jesse. That's hysterical. I'm puzzled by that. I think we've seen enough of Luke Doty at quarterback to know who and what he is. I mean, look, I don't think he's a bad backup quarterback if you didn't pay Aaron Nolan $2 million or whatever you paid him and if you didn't have Cutter Woods. But, I mean, I believe people in the Carolina circle have compared Cutter Woods to Colt McCoy. Well, if he's Colt McCoy, and quite honestly, I sort of think he is, and I have only seen, you know, bits and pieces of Aaron Nolan, but I've always been impressed by what I saw from him on film. If you're telling me that those two guys can't beat out Luke Doty at this point, then I'm confused. I'm really confused. And I'm thinking this has something to do with Mike Shula again. And by the way, my question isn't about running Lenora Sellers, just to be clear. My question about the Shula use of Lenora Sellers has to do with his number of dropbacks and his number of pass attempts, because my contention with Sellers is that most of his best runs are off-schedule runs. Well, he can't do that if he's not dropping back to throw. I mean, he's throwing 18 passes or whatever it is a game. That's just stupid. I'm looking at my computer right here. It says 2025. It doesn't say 1970. It says 2025. So in 2025, what are you doing? I don't get it. I don't even pretend to get it. Dre, how are you, Dre? Good to have you.
What's going on, Walt?
How you doing, Dre? Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm doing all right, man. I had a couple things I wanted to get in on. Yeah. The first thing I wanted to get in on, you made some comments about it earlier, so I'm not sure if you covered it. I did call in, and I gave the numbers to Mickey earlier this morning, because like I say, it just amazes me. You mentioned Cade Cummings 15-1 record against Power 5 opponents. 15-11. Sorry.
Yeah.
And like I say, DJ was 18-6.
Right.
I mean, so like what are we doing here, man? Like, yeah. I mean, it's but
he had no receivers. You know, he's a guy who needed receivers, and he had none. Cade hasn't always had receivers, but he has them now.
But given, though, one thing that also DJ had that Cade doesn't have right now is a running back. I mean, like I say, I mean, yeah, we have Adam Randall back there, but we don't have a true RB1. We have the guy back there who gives us the best chance of success. I'm not saying that Randall can't become that RB1.
Yeah, you know what, Dre? Yes, but you also have Gideon Davidson, who Dabo Swinney called the best freshman running back in America, the best high school senior running back in America, and I think he may have been right. You also have Eazy-E, who Dabo Swinney.
I don't want to hear about Sutter, though, because we know Dabo not going to play. I could care less about what was said about Fazina, Eazy-E, and all these other guys. We know Dabo's not going to play him, so what's the point of we keep talking about him? I mean, you know.
God.
So, but
but I wanted to get in. Another topic I wanted to get in on was one of your callers. You know that you know the older fans. They've been around. They've seen it all. They've seen the ups and downs. You know, if they're old enough, they were here for the first national title. They're here for the last two that we had. So they've seen the ups and downs. So you know, to them, they're not worried at all. But for fans of my generation, you got to think. I was born in 1995. I'm 30 years old.
Yep.
So I was born at the tail end of the Tommy West era.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the Tommy West era. I grew up under, I only know two Clemson coaches, Bowden and Dabo. I grew up under the Bowden era. So pretty much virtually the first 15 years of my fandom, we was in no man's land. Like I suffered through that. Now that I have a taste of being at the top for the second 15 years of my life, I don't want to let that go. Like it's easier said than done when you've sat through it and you've been through it. Me, I sat through it. I'm here. I don't want to go back to that. You know, that's our issue. And like I say, for me, I'm not one. I know some are calling for that. I'm not calling for Dabo's job, but I'm asking for, like you said earlier, I'm asking for some type of spark. I'm not saying Christopher Cena is going to go out there and light it up. And I mean, he could, but I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to do that. But I mean, we got to do something to give this offense some type of life. I mean, even if it's going out there and running some type of wildcat formation, if it gives us a spark, bring back the bubble for God's sake if it's going to give back a spark. give us back a spark. I mean, I'm just at a point right now, shouldn't nothing be off the table in trying to improve this offense? That goes for Dabo needs to set his loyalty aside. Veteran players, like I say, I mean, I get that. But, I mean, we're in the same position we were in with DJ. You know, DJ was playing horribly. Everybody called for DJ to be benched and for Cade to start. Now, with foreshadowing and looking at how Cade is now, would you have still called for Cade to start before DJ?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah, it's a legitimate question, and the quarterback needs to play better. But, yeah, I mean, yes, it's this issue of, you know, talking about how great Christopher Zena looks all fall, and then when the quarterback struggles in three games, we don't see Vezina at all. And I just think a series in the second quarter for a spark and or to give Cade a different perspective and let him know that, you know, if he doesn't play better, that there is another guy. And, you know, there's been, like, no threat of that. He's been the unchallenged starting quarterback, and you know, sometimes you need a little bit of a threat and a competition threat, and there hasn't been any of that for him. I don't think that's helped, but yeah, Dre, okay. I think you're all over it. Good talking to you, Dre, as always.
Hold on, one more thing, real quick, Walk, if I can, real quick, please, buddy. And for reference to that, it's not even about a threat to Cade Klubnik's job.
I mean,
don't you think if we would have took him out and put the Zena in and he got to watch the plays?
Yes. We're not talking about making the backup the starter. That's not what we're talking about. You know, that'd be done at the start of a game. You know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a series in the second quarter of the game, you know, and just when things aren't going well, you know, put the other guy, unless you don't believe in him at all, unless what you've told us about him, you know, is exaggerated or something. You know, I think that's the question. Hey, Dre, I got to run. Good talking to you as always, man. All right, lines remain jammed. 2 days worth of this. We've talked about nothing but Clemson football for 2 days. Line IJ, you are up first. As soon as we get back, I know Jay's got picks for us and everything else. Don't go anywhere, Jay. And then it's Matthew, Ricky, and Ed. Before we get a break, let me tell you about my man Gary Mahaffey. I hope you know by now that Gary goes the extra mile in the agent-client relationship for you, the customer. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean this. Gary has changed his own Medicare Advantage plan each of the last 11 years. He does this to help him better understand the companies and the plans so that he can help you. That's insane. But that's what Gary Mahaffey does. And you've heard all the unsolicited testimonials about Gary. The live calls have come in right on air about Gary. You cannot age into Medicare without having this guy on your team. Trust me. He is salt of the earth. He is an incredible human being. He will help you. Gary and his wife, Jeannie, an agent in her own right. Truly appreciate you, the customer. You're not just a number or commission them. Gary always returns calls in a timely manner, meets with you in person, always takes the time to help you understand the answer to your question or fixing a problem with the execution of your plan. In other words, he services after the sale. Best of all, he does not work for Medicare or these companies. He works for you, the customer, and his services always come without charge to you. If you have the wrong Medicare agent, and if you don't have Gary Mahaffey, you do have the wrong Medicare agent. That's me talking. You need some help, just give Gary a call. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. Hey, Ramona, when I started to mention the track that, you know, well, it's not just him. You have Gideon Davidson, who Deb called, you know, the top high school running back in America. I sort of agree with that. You have Eazy-E, who Deb called, I started to say, you know, a more explosive Wayne Gallman, violent. But before I could say the rest of it, Dre is like, and I don't want to hear about those two guys because Dad was never going to play them anyway.
I know.
I almost choked. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Lennox in the Air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you. The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems, offers numerous elevation changes, sheltered fairways, and beautiful ponds. Overlook Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the Upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger. faster, better. This is where it starts. How do you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Well, I'm heading into Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. The one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. I'm coming to you on the phones in a second. Let me tell you about Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. I'm craving it, Ramona. If you've never had real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings, don't worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden, as you covered, you don't need any 12-hour drives to Western New York. It's right here, and it's the real deal. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York-style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. We have had it. It's unbelievable. The Buffalo wings, they claim they're the best in the nation. I think they might be right. I've tried Buffalo wings from everywhere, including from Buffalo, and these are original Buffalo recipes from Buffalo. They're unbelievable, and they're served with your choice of ranch or blue cheese, and of course you're going to choose blue cheese because you're a red-blooded American. Hey, ever hear of beef on weck? Probably not, unless you're from Buffalo, but I'm here to tell you, man, it's unbelievable. It's tender, slow-roasted roast beef. They cook it for 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. Trust me, it is unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, which is huge, fried haddock, it's incredible, and a full bar in a family-friendly atmosphere, and it's divided, so the restaurant's separate from the bar. Sports fans, this is your spot. Ask about the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. It's a work of art. It's incredible. Giant screen TVs everywhere. One wall is nothing but TVs. They'll cover every Clemson game. They'll have every NFL game, and they will put your team on one of the TVs. If you have a different team, and they'll seat you next to a TV that has your game on it. How about that? Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You will 100%. Thank me later. All right. It is Illini Jay. Jay, you're up to 9 in the AP poll, Jay.
Hey, Walt, thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely.
Ramona,
thank you.
Thank you. First thing I want to – I've got like 4 things I want to talk about. One, the Lenoris Sellers crown to the helmet. Do you think that was crown to the helmet, Walt?
I think it was late. regardless. I think it was late, and I think it was borderline dirty.
Okay, in my opinion, I thought it was face mask to face mask. The big problem I have, and I think a lot of South Carolina fans are going to agree with me, Lenora Sellers was on the ground for 4 or 5 minutes, got him off the field, and then they whistled down to the officials on the play and said, hey, let's take a look at this. Yeah. You had 5 minutes
right.
to look at it.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what pissed South Carolina fans off. Yeah, no question. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah, and they hit Nick Harbor for an immediate, you know, it would have been a touchdown.
Yep.
Okay, I'm done with that. John Summerall, Tulane coach, could he be the next coach at Florida?
I think it's possible. If I was making that decision and I was Florida, I would back up the Brinks truck to go get Eli Drinkwitz from Missouri. That's what I would do. I think
within the conference.
I'm sorry?
It'd still be within the conference, and I don't think Drinkwitz would do that to Missouri.
I don't know. I mean, Missouri to Florida is a significant jump in terms of stature of program. And you know, if you have a choice to live in Florida or Missouri, which are you choosing? I mean,
I'm glad living in Gainesville, baby.
See, that's what I'm saying. So, I think that makes all sorts of sense. I also think Drinkwitz is the closest thing to Spurrier we've seen. I mean, in not just in terms of his knowledge and his coaching acumen, but even in terms of, you know, his attitude, he's got some of that Spurrier stuff in him. I think he'd be a perfect fit there. That's what I would do. So we'll see.
Okay, so I brought up Tulane. What about Jake Ratzlaff as a Heisman contender?
Well, I'm not ready for that yet.
Okay.
but that would be pretty unbelievable. And BYU would have a lot of explaining to do about that honor code if that comes to fruition.
He's 3-0 and got 8 TDs to a name.
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing, and of course you know where I'm going.
Yes. And I want to know what you think.
I'm going to make an early pick on Tuesday. Give me Illinois plus the 4.5. Give me Illinois plus the 170 on the money line.
Oh, it's the money line play with Illinois.
At Bloomington, I love Fernando Mendoza, but who have they played?
Yeah.
They had trouble with ODU, and they got they whitewashed Kennesaw State and Indiana
State. By the
way,
Virginia Tech thinks ODU is really good.
But they still played with their foods with
yeah.
ODU.
Yeah.
They've been at home. Who stays at home 4 games?
Yeah.
That's usually true. Notre Dame.
That's true. Yeah.
Or Alabama.
Yeah.
But I know Mendoza, you know, is a Cal transfer, 3,000 yards,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. But they had trouble with ODU in Bloomington.
So money line Illinois is what you're saying.
Plus 170, baby.
All right, Jay, you're down.
Put it in with a parlay, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, Walt. Jay. Thank you. Oh, we just lost Georgia Greg and Ed. Georgia Greg, you're on the line for like 30 seconds. I mean, come on, man. Let's friggin' go. Where are you, Greg? Back to the phones. It is Matthew, who actually held on for 35 minutes and 50 seconds. Matthew, appreciate you hanging in there.
Yes, Mr. Wall, I am loyal to Roy Rice.
That's what we're talking about, Matthew. Thank you.
Yes, sir. How you doing today, sir?
Good. Good, Matthew. And I'm just Wall.
Good. Went to work today. Talked to my buddies a little bit. We talked a little football today. And I know you've been on Clemson. Maybe tomorrow you won't have to be the whole show be Clemson.
No. Look, tomorrow it's going to be the whole review of the college football weekend before we move forward. So it'll be every team and everywhere.
Good deal. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. The offensive line I'm going to give you the grades right quick, okay? The grades for the overall, for every game we've played, everything I've seen. I haven't seen the team in person this year. I haven't went to a game yet. But what I've seen so far, the offensive line is the worst unit on the field. Second thing that's going to really surprise you, I'll give offensive line an F. Second thing that's going to surprise you, the defensive line is not really holding the line. They're not dominating. They're getting blocked, and they're letting the gaps come up. You see what I'm saying? That they're just there, and then they worry about their guy in front of them so much, blocking. It's trying to, you know what I mean?
That's blocking. Matthew, I just want to make sure. Are we talking about Clemson, or who are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about Clemson.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that.
Talking about Clemson. I've watched the game 3 times now.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech game, and it's like I was taught this a long time ago. I come off the field, junior high school. Coach is like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to make a tackle." He said, "No, you're worried about the blocker. You got to see past the blocker. You got to see the ball." And I think that's what's happening on both sides. It's just like they're just going through the motions. This is what my whole point of this is. Going through the motions, lack of effort. We don't have no dog. We don't have one. They may be a bunch of daggone pups that can be dogs, but none of them are stepping up and barking. I mean, and Brent Venables was a huge, huge part of having that competitive edge, the way he carries himself and the way he coached. And I'll take this off there and I'll listen to what you got
to
say,
Matthew.
Brother.
Appreciate
God bless
the call. I don't think the offensive line has been terrible. I think it's been okay. I don't think it's been terrible. I think there've been bigger problems than that, starting with quarterback play. Clemson, for whatever reason, chose not to run the ball against LSU. I don't think that's the offensive line's fault. So the offensive line is put in a position of trying to handle blitz pickups all game long and you never let them eat at all. So I think Clemson put the offensive line in a really bad situation in game one. Game two, initially you come out, you don't run it. You run it later with Randall, you have success. Game three against Georgia Tech, I thought the offensive line played fairly well. Not awful, but fairly well. Not great, but, again, decent. And you were able to run the ball some in the game against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech gets a lot of flow to the football. Clemson was able to run the ball some and was able to run it with the quarterback. The defensive line, I think, has been less than expected. I think that's fair to say. I don't think the group has played great. I don't think any of them have played great. I think the Held is probably graded out the highest in terms of how he's played. I think Capehart has shown flashes when they've let him play. Peter Woods gets doubled a lot, but this team needs more from Peter Woods than he's shown. I mean, that's obvious. And Parker hasn't done much of anything. Now, part of this is quarterbacks getting rid of the ball quickly, negating pass rush. We've seen that. I think that's hurt Parker. But, one of my concerns with Parker coming in is that I think 4 of his sacks last year were against the third or fourth string tackle at Pittsburgh. And so those numbers were a little misleading. And he needs to play better. I mean, he's certainly not playing like the first defensive end to be chosen in the upcoming NFL draft. He's not – I mean, honestly, he's not playing it like anything in that universe right now. And so, I thought early in the game, it seemed like the defensive line was getting some push, but, were they locating the ball? Maybe not. I thought that the eye discipline against Georgia Tech was not awful. I was concerned about that going in. I really thought in that regard, Clemson was probably a little better than I expected them to be against everything that Georgia Tech throws at you. The counters, the misdirection, the jet sweeps, all the window dressing stuff. I was concerned about eye discipline in the game. I think for the most part that wasn't bad, except when it came to Haynes King. And Haynes King's a magician. You know, he's a maestro, he's a magician, and he caused problems. There's no question about that. Ricky, I'm coming right to you. Okay, for the first time in 2 days, I have open lines. All six lines have been lit all day for 2 days. They were all just lit, but I have open lines because some people, some impatient people like Greg, Georgia Greg and Ed or and whoever else was up there a minute ago, they dropped off. So, you know, meanwhile, we've got people waiting an hour and 10 minutes. Ricky, you'll be first regardless. Ricky is a loyal soldier. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. Hey, listen, there's only one Roto-Rooter. They're voted the best barber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. Look, there wasn't anybody else voted the best plumber. It was just Roto-Rooter. They're not only the only plumber you've ever heard of, they're the only plumber you trust, and for two straight years, they've been voted the best plumber of the upstate. Therefore, when you have a plumbing emergency, you know who to call. They've helped Ramona. They've saved my butt a number of times. This is Roto-Rooter. Your most trusted local plumber, over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years in business, same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchise for over 40 years. They're open 24/7, 365. A live human being answers your call, directs help on the way to you. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. Roto-Rooter knows that. So there's always somebody there. I'll be telling you more about what Roto-Rooter does, but know this. They do all plumbing, residential, commercial, all of it. And that's all they do. They don't dabble. They don't do anything else. They just do plumbing, and they're better at it than anybody else is, and it's not even close. Voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. Now, here's what you really need to know. Since you don't get to pick and choose your emergencies, I leave here in 17 minutes. And I'll turn it over to my best friend, Morgan Thomas. At that point, you're not going to be able to reach me to get the number. So the point is, you need the number because you don't know when the emergencies come. So I would take this number, 864-695-1117, 864-695-1117, and I would smack that right on your refrigerator so you have that 24/7, 365, because you'll need it. At some point, you might not need it right now, but you might need it 2 weeks from now. You don't know. You want the number, and unless you call me from 3 to 7, you're not going to be able to get it from me. All right, so call Roto-Rooter and have that number. You'll thank me later. Ricky, you're up first. As soon as we get back, quick break.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
It's official, Jazz on the Alley, every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists. Change, change, change. Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night, right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
Hey, Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, ampmfarmsbutcherymarket.com.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The Pretzel Baconator, the Biggie Bag, and you can't forget the Frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop, it's fun fashion for your feet.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walked up to the Red Rage. We're back. Ramona, how many calls do you think we've taken in 2 days? I mean, it's like
a bunch.
Astronomical. Absolutely astronomical. All six lines have been lit for 8 hours of radio all day for two straight days. Except for right this second. Let me get to Ricky, who's been hanging on. Ricky, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Yes, sir. Walt, I want to start. Best show on the radio. I always say it, and it's always true.
Very kind of you.
I mean it. I listen to WCCP and another local station every day, and there's nothing close to what you do.
Very kind of you.
Really
thank
appreciate,
you.
Appreciate it. I waited all day. Saying all that, I waited all day to call in and ask you a question that Dre beat me to about why we can't just put Bozina in for one series just to give Cade a chance to look. And so Dre called in and asked exactly what I was going to ask, so I gave up and I hung up the phone. But toward the end of his call, he said something that also got my attention and made me want to call back. Dre said he was born in 1995, and I was not born in 1995. I would have been 46 years old the day he was born. And it just made me think how a lot of us, I started watching Clemson football when I was 7 years old, 1977, and lived through a bunch of coaches now. And except for Dabo and Coach Ford, it was some hard times in there and some real disappointment. And I just thought about that, and I thought, man, we should be so grateful for what we have. That doesn't mean he doesn't frustrate the life out of me a lot of times. with things he says and things he does, I a lot of Saturdays I think, man, I would have done that differently. But then I think of the, I won't name names, but other coaches I've lived through and how that went and how fortunate we've been these last, whatever it's been, 16 years, I guess, to live the things Dabo has given us. We should not be mistaken. He has given it to us.
No question.
With what he's done. And I tell you, the other thing that hit home today is I got home a little early this afternoon, and I sat down on YouTube and I watched his press conference. I don't get to do that all the time. And if you watch that press conference, the first 15 minutes of it will make you just remember what we love about him. And he's just a different guy.
Yeah.
And like I say, I get frustrated. I do things different. I would have let Pozina see the field in all three games, at least the last two. And he didn't, but I'm going to trust him, and I think we all have to. And I may call in tomorrow with some criticism of him, but in the end, I sure as heck don't want him going anywhere. And I think if that day ever came, he'd do exactly what he said in that press conference today. He'd go somewhere else, and we'd regret it.
Yeah,
and so we just have to remember how good we have it here.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ricky. 14 years and 13 years. The last 14 years, 13 years of 10 win plus seasons, 1 of 9, and nobody else can match that. So nobody. So there's no replacement for that dude. I mean, if he were to leave here, who on earth would you get to replace him that in any way would be satisfactory? There's not any answer to that. There's nobody. There's nobody who would be close. I mean, absolutely nobody who would fit with the Clemson culture. You know, you can't have that Georgia situation where every other day someone's getting arrested. I mean, you know, it's different here, and this guy built it. He's the greatest football coach in your history, with all due respect to Coach Ford, and he's given you things that no one else ever has. So but
you know what, Walt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'll say this. There is no kid in South Carolina that loved Coach Ford more than me. Every Friday as a kid in junior high and elementary, I dressed up in the same outfit Coach Ford coached in. And, I mean, I love the guy. But I will say this, and he's not Dabo.
Yeah.
He was not Dabo.
Yeah.
And the thing is, even if you found somebody that could win like Dabo has, and I don't think you could, you wouldn't find a man like him to go along with it.
That's
and,
right.
We just have to remember that.
Yeah, it's well said, Ricky. I appreciate the call. Call me more often. Thank you for the kind words. Yeah, look, I think that's just obvious. I mean, I think that Ricky's all over it. You're not going to find another person, another coach like this, and you're not going to find somebody to replicate the wins. It's never going to happen. You know, look, I don't know what Clemson's going to be when Dabo Swinney leaves. You know, they'll presumably make a wise choice, but there's no guarantee. I mean, there just isn't. And you're never going to replicate the success. This is once in a lifetime deal. You don't get a mulligan on this deal. There's not another. It's not going to happen again. Now, again, that doesn't mean you can't question the things that are happening right now, and that you can't, when when you also apply the slogan, best is the standard, to everything you do, I think it's fair to say that you haven't quite lived up to that slogan, the self-imposed slogan, the last few years. And so that's the next step. It's how to get back there. It's not about whether you're potentially firing Coach Sweeney. That's just not going to happen ever. You know, this guy is going to coach here as long as he wants to, and he should. But I do think that, you know, you've got to figure out what happened before, how you did it, and connect those dots. And I think how you did it was, like I said, there was a recipe. It involved 7 to 15 ranked recruiting classes, a top flight NFL quarterback, and elite wide receivers. That's the recipe for Clemson. And I don't think you're going to win a national title without those ingredients. Right now, the ingredient you don't have in that is the quarterback. He's not of the same ilk as Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. He just isn't. And he was never going to be the number one draft pick. But he can be the best version of himself. And the best version of himself would have been good enough to beat LSU and Georgia Tech. He has not been the best version of himself. And that's been the problem. And I don't know how you get him to that point. I mean, I think he has, right now, he's suffering from a confidence issue. And regardless of what you say about his career record of 15-11 against Power 5 teams, etc., he's better than he's playing. We've seen him play better than he's playing. I think Blake Baker messed him up. I think that degree of pressure messed him up. It brought back some old ghosts and some old tendencies. And I think he's still paying a price for that. Now, how you get around that, I don't know, but I think the run game helps. And, you know, again, for the people who want Adam Randall to carry it 30 times, he's not ready for that yet. He's not been a running back in college, and he's just not ready for that yet. He needs to build up to that. He took himself out of that game a number of different times. But where are the other running backs? I mean, we've heard so much about Gideon Davidson, and rightfully so, and Eze, who Dabo Swinney called a more explosive and violent Wayne Gallman. Well, if that's the case, then those guys should play too. And I think the run game can help Cade with some of this pressure. Now, Syracuse defense is not going to be what we've seen. So, you know, we'll see moving forward how that's all handled. But you know, look, whether this team recovers and goes on to a great season or not, it depends directly on Cade Klubnik. We could talk about other things all you want. It's about Cade Klubnik. But each player now needs to look at themselves in the mirror and ask what they can do better. Let me tell you about Canty. Speaking of what you can do better, water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wood and beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's no good. You don't want your kids breathing that. You don't want to be breathing it. Standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you in your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any of your budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So you call my friends at Canty today. You tell them I say it's how it works. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. You'll thank me later. All right, I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Morgan Thomas Show.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying alive.